Today we're talking to Nick Gibbons. At only 17, Nick's been taken on as a professional footballer, playing for a Premier League team. Welcome, Nick. Have you always been keen on sport?
Well, when I was younger, I really enjoyed swimming. That's all I wanted to do, in fact. My parents thought I should try other things, so I started playing tennis. My instructor said I was talented and he entered me for tournaments. He said that with practice, I could make it to the top. But I'd also got into football. I didn't believe I was any good, but my coach said he thought I had potential.
And he was right. So what was it like joining the Junior Sports Academy?
Well, it was like any other sports club, but training more seriously and 3 nights a week. My first time there was scary because I was the only new boy and I didn't really show my best football. It takes time to get used to playing with a new side, although the guys in charge said I'd done absolutely fine, which was a real boost to my confidence. The other boys were nice enough, but we didn't really have time to talk.
And how do you feel now, 4 years later, playing in the senior professional team?
Well, there's more emphasis on playing for the side. Each player has a job to do, which means you don't get the chance to stand out and show what you're capable of on the pitch. Training's even harder than it was when we were juniors. There's more time for it and better facilities, though it generally follows the same format. I play the best football I can on match days, which is what it's all about and what the coaches expect.
And what do your parents think about your new life?
Well, mixed feelings, I think. Obviously, there aren't many 17-year-olds who are lucky enough to do what I'm doing, and they're proud of that, naturally. They were worried that playing at this level might be too much for me, but they're more or less reassured now that that's not the case. I thought they'd lecture me about all the money I'll be earning and the danger I might become big-headed. Actually, I haven't heard a word about that yet.
How do you find being a celebrity and dealing with the fans?
Well, I still can't get used to seeing my face on posters and on TV, but the fans are brilliant. As a kid, I was always asking my favourite sports stars for autographs. Most of them didn't seem to mind doing it, which quite impressed me. But I once asked an international footballer for his, and the answer was no. I was determined not to be like that if I ever became well known. I think of it every time I sign.
Do you still have the same friends?
Becoming a professional footballer hasn't really affected how I get on with my friends. Sometimes they find it hard to understand the difficulties I have. I used to tell them everything, but they don't really understand my situation now, so it wouldn't do any good. We still do stuff together. Going out with them till late isn't possible, of course, because of having to get up so early. I see the guys as much as I ever used to. We just have other interests now.
So life's good at the moment. What about the future?
We're a squad of 24 players, which means there's a lot of competition to get picked for matches. And that's my aim, because I don't get picked that often at the moment, so the pressure's on to be good when I am. Every game's important. I recently got chosen for a big cup tie, but we lost 2-1. It'd be great to lift the trophy for that competition one day. Lots of players end up coaching, and I know you need a lot of training for that. It could be a possibility in the long term, I don't know.
Now you'll hear part four again. That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.